base is possible, but it may not meet the cost benefit analysis.
Senator Ferguson.
Seth, did you spend any time on the actual process of selecting capital projects?
Mr. Chairman, through the chair, Senator Torgerson, we did outline the process that they go through.
Let's see if they're complying with the intent of the legislature and the legislature funding projects. And DOT, for example, may not do it because they don't rank high enough. It's an internal process of ranking. That's what I thought you were going to be looking at in the audit as far as selecting the capital projects.
Through the chair, Senator Torgerson, what we primarily look at was the process of for federal highways and federal aviation administration projects. I am aware that in the past, a significant amount of federal authority was appropriated to the department in excess of what it was actually going to receive, which left it almost to the department's discretion as to which projects to actually do. I have seen that the legislature has gotten more specific in terms of the construction phase and getting more detailed and more closely aligning the actual projects to the actual expected amount of the money. However, there's still a wide base of discretion given the department when the appropriations for planning and for right-of-way acquisition are sometimes still appropriated in those larger chunks of money.
One of our frustrations is if we fund a project and the governor signs the capital bill and then some middle-level DOT officials rank it and it doesn't rank high enough, it doesn't get done. Now, I realize part of that is from over-authorization, but it still leaves a veto power with middle-level bureaucrats within the department to absolutely, even the governor, say we're not going to do the project that this whole building agrees on. And that's, I was hoping you'd focus more on that in the audit, on the actual process.
Senator Donnelly.
Part of that also, and I share Senator Torgerson's concern on this, is their internal ranking policy. We had a discussion here at the committee yesterday about the internal ranking criteria used in the Village Safe Water Program. The same thing exists with DOT with transportation projects. It's not in regulation. It's just an internally adopted policy they use. Did you examine that policy at all?
Through the chair, what we did is we looked at their process, and what we were looking at is whether there was sufficient public input into the process and whether or not there seemed to be some reasonable ranking criteria.
Well, yesterday I pointed out to the Village Safe Water folks that there's a Supreme Court case that seems to directly say that when you're dealing with decisions that relate to the public, that you have to have those policies have to be set out in regulation, that a mere internal policy is not adequate. It seems to me that, well, I'd like to budget and audit, I mean, to the Division of Legislative Audit to start to consider those aspects when internal ranking policies are adopted by the administration that have major public policy effects of what gets built and what doesn't get, what gets done, what doesn't, and they haven't even bothered to put them into regulation. They haven't done the de minimis amount of public notice necessary to adopt regulations in this state. They don't even want to go through that process. They just want to keep them internal where they can change them anytime they want, any way they want.
Al, I wanted to thank you for just all your time and putting this together and for being here. I did want to ask, though, you know, you covered a lot, there are a lot of audits in here. Can you recap, just go back for us and tell us what the three or four most significant pieces are that you think we should be aware of, looking at, follow up on, you know, give us what you think we should follow up on, just from your auditing perspective, what represents the most significant inadequacies that we should be looking at and working to deal with. Let me count the ways, huh?
Exactly. They're all my favorites. I think they're all important. In terms of this committee, however...
We're asking you to rank them, no.
I would suggest that... I'll keep the list short, but I won't put it in the priority listing. I think looking again, and when the Department of Revenue is talking, particularly the Division of Income and Excise Tax, asking them about the charitable gaming process, how it's doing, whether there are some statutory changes that can be made to move it into a more efficiently run process. Just for example, at one point in time, I believe we were recommending that rather than determining things on a net income, the minimum to go to a permittee should be on gross revenues, not net income. That way, all the audits that are necessary to determine whether the expenditures are legitimate aren't as necessary anymore. If you do go that way, I would suggest to the committee, don't just look at what have been paid in the past, especially unless we wait till the results of this Department of Law investigation into one of the organizations. If expenditures have been abnormally high, then and you base it on past experience, then the minimums that you set maybe could actually be higher. You're looking at getting the money to the permittees, to the charities.
Did we not make that change in the last year, or did we not address that in the charitable gaming bills that we passed in the last year or two?
Through the chair, I don't believe so. I will follow up on that.
Okay.
One, though.
Thanks.
In the Department of Health and Social Services, I would recommend the committee's continued attention to community mental health services. Again, they've started making some progress, but I think asking the department for more constructive timelines and exact plans on what they're trying to accomplish, I think, would be important. I think in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, I think looking to occupational licensing and seeing what they're doing with regard to that self-sufficiency of the board, while it's not a big factor for the state overall, there are a lot of licensed professionals in the state, and it does have an impact on them. In addition, in Department of Commerce, I would also recommend that the committee talk to the railroad about what it's doing, what its real estate plans are, and where they're going. For the Department of Natural Resources, I would suggest that the committee look at or ask the Division of Agriculture what its plan is for MatMaid. Where do they think it can be long-term? If they do not believe it should be sold off in the short term, what are their long-term plans, and how realistic are those plans? I think that for the Department of Fish and Game, in connection with the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, looking at the hatchery program, it's running out of money quickly. And I think that some answers in the short term and the long term definitely need to be addressed there. And I believe those would be the ones that I would highlight.
Save another bell. Any further questions for Pat?
At the FYS, that list is.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Anything else to come before the committee? Okay, hearing nothing, we're adjourned.